This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a catch-22. If you don't have enough credit history to generate a credit score, lenders might not want to give you money, making it tough to build credit. Enter big data. Companies are now mining the internet for information about consumers and businesses. But as Sally Herships reports, a new study suggests that what they find online may not be reliable.
Just because you find it on the internet doesn't mean it's true. The National Consumer Law Center says, unfortunately, data mining companies have yet to learn this particular lesson.
If people are going to use data to make a credit determination, we want to make sure that that data is accurate.
Persis Yu is a lawyer with the NCLC. She and her colleagues looked at their own reports from companies like Spokio and Intellius. She says they were full of errors and also sparse.
What we suspect is that, frankly, we didn't get all the information that they actually have on us.
Which, FYI, Persis says is illegal. Jose Quinones is CEO of Mission Asset Fund. He works with immigrants to help them establish credit. He says he's skeptical of high-tech data, but he does want credit reporting agencies to be open to new sources of information.
From cell phones, payments, utility payments, rent payments, for example.
Spokio and Intellius didn't respond in time for this story. The National Consumer Law Center says it wants tighter restrictions for these kinds of companies. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location with a young, well-educated, agile workforce at the ready. More at investni.com/invest. By Robert W. Baird & Company, employee-owned and independent, Baird has kept clients' financial interests first since 1919. BairdWealth.com has more information. And by Citrix, with GoToMeeting, connecting people in face-to-face online meetings so they can collaborate from anywhere. More at GoToMeeting.com.